Right now, the power to know everything is the power of luminous clarity. Luminous clarity is the basic state itself. The basic state itself is luminously clear. Luminous clarity shines from within all experience, no matter what it is, and it is impossible that it be any other way. Luminous clarity is clear. The word clarity means clear. It just doesn't imply it. It is clear. Clarity is clear. And the nature of all experience whatsoever is that it is naturally perfect and clear. There is no separate or independent clarity that it is findable within natural perfection. Clarity isn't one thing and natural perfection another. Awareness one thing and the basic state another. Rather, all of these are synonymous. One word easily interchangeable with another. There is no separate or independent clarity anywhere. If you look for clarity as separate from the basic state, there's no way to find it anywhere. Clarity is required for the basic state, and the basic state is required for clarity. Indestructible clarity, the all-encompassing view, is present in all points of view. Clarity is indestructible, and it is all-encompassing. It cannot be taken out from anything, nor is anything ever put in it. It is pure, 100% pure. Pure meaning free of anything different of a kind. Not 99.9% pure, or even 99.99% pure, but absolutely pure. Everything that appears, all experience whatsoever, is pure, clear, and ungraspable. There is only luminous clarity, nakedly seeing from within your very own experience. Your awareness of all of your own experience is just this luminous clarity shining from within all experience. It isn't anything else. It isn't some special thing. It's the luminous clarity of all experience, exactly as it is. So no experience needs to be made any other way. In fact, it is impossible to do so. And all of your own thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences, it is luminous clarity that is unavoidably present. No matter what you call it, what you got is luminous clarity. It isn't anything else. Luminous clarity is simply as it is, pervading all experience. It is never distracted or changed by points of view, including your own birth, life, and death, or waking, dreaming, and sleeping. All of these points of view, no matter what you call them, they're luminous clarity appearing as experience. The words themselves are completely relieved of their description in the moment of their usage. Upon the appearance of birth, life, and death, there is simply the basic state of natural perfection, the spontaneous self-release of the here and now. This is just what it is, the way it is. Can't be any other way. Luminous clarity shines from within all descriptions, no matter what you call them. They're completely relieved of their meaning. In understanding their ultimate meaning by the power of luminous clarity, then you become clear about the terms and systems of all these definitions, no matter what they are. Only by the power of having perfect insight into the ultimate meaning or ultimate definition of all words is it possible to understand how they play in the world. There is never a change in the natural perfection of any of your experiences. Luminous clarity allows you to see this. There is never any change whatsoever. All of your own experience is a total space of illumination. The illumination of luminous clarity. There isn't anything else going on. If you want to understand the workings of your everyday life in the world, then it must come from this perfect insight of luminous clarity. Your experiences as they have always been are light and light, natural perfection and natural perfection. So you continue on instinctively recognizing this without any effort at all. As it already is that way, what effort could possibly be made to make it that way? When something already is, it already is, and it's naturally so. You, as you absolutely are in every single moment of experience, you are luminous clarity recognizing itself. Nothing needs to be efforted for, achieved, or changed in order to make this come about. All experience is spontaneously outshone by luminous clarity. You see, that's just the way it is. Your perceiving, your very act of perceiving, is luminous clarity pervading the totality, the entirety of what is. Even the constant muttering and undermuttering that goes on. All that muttering and undermuttering that you don't even recognize, it's so here, so here, so here, and the here and now. Even that is spontaneously outshone in luminous clarity. What I call muttering and undermuttering, these are just some more points of view. They aren't any special thing. Just like any point of view, they're pervaded by luminous clarity. This is similar to bright sunlight suddenly outshining all the planets and stars that are evident at night. Those planets and stars that we see at night, it doesn't seem that they could ever possibly disappear, but upon the bright shining of daylight, they're nowhere to be found. Just so, by the power of luminous clarity, all these points of view, they're muttering and unmuttering that are incessant, that are unpredictable, that are constantly dynamic, whatever they are, they're completely outshone by luminous clarity. What this means is they no longer capture attention. They're completely freed from focus. Even in their constant appearance, they're no longer focused upon, or even if they are focused upon, they are free of focus. The appearance of a contextual casting for being someone who is imprisoned in a space-time continuum slips away without noticing. The power of luminous clarity releases the focus of attention on points of view. No conceptual support is necessary to bring this about. Conviction dawns, it becomes clear of its own accord. All the stories of the independent identity of phenomena are no more compelling than a lighthearted fantasy tale. What seemed so before now is not. All these stories told by the muttering and the undermuttering that we used to pay so much attention to, in an instant of luminous clarity, we see that they're completely outshone, that what seemed so before about them now is not. All the stories we had that unite all these words in some great fictional account of our life, they're completely outshone. And that history we used to have and all the memories that make us what we are today, all the hopes or fears about the future, all of these are completely outshone, completely released from having any final meaning. Your very own clarity has always known what it is, and there never has been a time of ignorance or non-recognition. Clarity is innate to the basic state. It's self-arising, cognizing. its ability to know itself and everything that appears within it. There never has been a time when it recognized itself and another time when it didn't. It simply is as it is, by nature, by essence. As there never has been non-recognition, there never has been an opposed framework of recognition, nor anyone who recognized it or did not recognize it. All of these, the recognition and non-recognition, the recognizer and the one who doesn't recognize, all of these are superimposed in the indivisible luminous clarity of the basic state of natural perfection. As there is no findable basis for any description, there is no opposite of release from that which cannot be found to exist. If something doesn't exist, there's no need to try to release it. In this case, what we call release and being all bound up or not released are superimposed in purity, superimposed in luminous clarity, superimposed in unfindability. In the points of view of natural perfection, there is no one to realize something, no effort, and nothing to change. All of your own experiences are equal to the vast expanse of a lucid basic state. And this is simply the way it is. This luminous clarity informs everything. It's luminous clarity that is most influential in every experience. It isn't anything else. If something appears and then it's described, these occur in completely different here and nows. However, those completely different here and nows are pervaded by indivisibly pervaded by luminous clarity. Since your own immediate luminous clarity is just this and nothing else, you always already know everything with regard to it. So spontaneously continue on, just like this, in a natural way. The basic state of vivid illumination that is luminous clarity itself, it pervades everything already. When you see something, it's seen by that natural seeing, that is self-arising within all experience. It's never limited to individuality. It's never limited to lack of individuality. It's never limited to recognizing. It's never limited to not recognizing. All of these terms that have just been used, all of them are illuminated by luminous clarity. Right now, you are completely free to experience everything totally and not hide from anything. All those thoughts, emotions, sensations, whatever they are that you've been hiding out from, that you've been muttering about in whatever subtle way, some kind of worry or concern you have, just let it be as it is. It's luminous clarity that pervades and illuminates it. There isn't any other way to really arrive at this sense of luminous clarity other than by letting everything be as it is. If there's ever any subtle avoidance of anything, then there's an avoidance of luminous clarity. But even in that avoidance, there's luminous clarity. So you see, there's no way to get out of it or get into it. So just relax. Simply relax in your own comfort and ease, exactly as you are, lucidly seeing from within all experience. Nothing is easier. Yeah, nothing is easier. Natural perfection unavoidably binds everything together. Luminous clarity, exactly as it is, unavoidably binds everything together. The luminosity of your very own clarity arises spontaneously and is inseparable from the basic state, like the sky is inseparable from its luster. It's impossible to separate out the sky from its luster. Just so it's impossible to separate out luminous clarity from any experience at all. Everything is naturally perfect just as it is. Whatever you call it, it's naturally perfect just as it is, shining with luminous clarity from within. All things arise and dissolve in natural perfection and absolute spontaneity. There isn't anything to hold on to or push away either. Everything is always spontaneously self-releasing, spontaneously self-freeing of its own accord, free in its own place, without any effort, without anything needing to be done. The spontaneous self-release of the here and now is guaranteed. It's guaranteed, a 100% guarantee, the only 100% guarantee in life. So you continue on happily, easily knowing what to say and do wherever you are, easeful and relaxed, restful and comfortable, no matter what the descriptions hold. You continue on, happy to be exactly as you are.